miss any of our best interviews or show segments? They're all available via the podcast. Go to TeamMyrtleBeach.com, click on the Schedule tab, and select The Drive with Aaron Marks. You can learn a little bit about our staff and download all of our best segments to listen to at a later time.
Welcome back. Good Tuesday morning to you. Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. We are 36 minutes past the hour here at 100.3 The Team. Aaron Marks, Pat Payone, hanging out with you here today. Getting you ready for the Open Championship. Got a little pick 'em contest going on Twitter and Facebook. Check that out. Facebook.com/1003TheTeam and on Twitter at 1003TheTeam. Want to head out to Royal Troon right now, talk about the Open Championship, also talk about all this talk associated with the Olympics. Joining us on the line, he is a senior writer at GolfChannel.com, Rex Hoggard, giving us a few minutes. Rex, good morning, or should I say good afternoon. How are you today?
Let's go with good morning. I think my body's still on East Coast time.
How long does that take you when you get over there for that, to kind of get adjusted to everything?
I'll let you know when it happens. No, okay. Normally it's about once. Yeah, it normally happens about, you know, 3-4 days in. You're fine, but it does take you a little while. You're normally exhausted at night, and then when you wake up in the morning, you're still exhausted. Can't figure that one out.
I saw you found the Starbucks, though, pretty quickly when you landed, though, so that's good. You got a taste of home right out the gate.
A lot of people ask. That's Edinburgh Airport, and it's right on your way to the rental car shop. They have it perfectly placed in case anybody's curious.
Hey, talk with me about the, first off, there's all this talk about the Olympics and everything associated with it. You heard from Jordan Spieth this morning, and you know, there was so much excitement about this back in 2009. And now today, when we look at the field, it doesn't even really look like a major championship field. So what's been your reaction to all this?
Well, I don't know that it was ever going to look like a major championship field, but just by design, the way they were doing it. I mean, they wanted maximum participation from every country. So by that token, you're not going to end up with the players you expect to see on, you know, Thursday morning at Augusta or Thursday morning at the Open. So I think that was number one. Number two, I am a little surprised that it's come down to this, and I certainly understandable. I mean, I am not one to criticize players for making the decision not to go. There are a lot of different reasons, and most of the players, almost all the players, are citing Zika concerns, but there are a lot of things that factor into this. It's a very busy schedule. Everything's been condensed because of the Olympics. And what you would have if you're a top player, you would have three very big events this week, the Open, the PGA Championship, and then the Olympics, and basically a 4-week window. And so it's very difficult to get the players this time of year to sign off on that, considering everything that's going on. And then there was obviously security concerns going down to Rio, and then the Zika virus. So all of these things combined, I am a little surprised it took guys so long to sort of come around. It felt like that every day over the last few weeks we've had someone else come out and announce that they're not playing, and that certainly hasn't been good for golf.
Do you think in 2020 there are things that can be modified about this to attract more of the guys to come play?
I think the fact that it will be in Tokyo will probably help first and foremost, and the fact that, you know, you're going to kind of a known golf course. I mean, no one really knows what to expect when you get down to Rio. I mean, they built the golf course specifically for this event. I don't even think the players would get a chance to see it until the Tuesday of championship week. So that was going to be a little different for them as well. And I think that hopefully by 2020, we've come up with a way to remedy the schedule. And really what it's going to take one or two big events to sort of bite the bullet and say, you know, we're going to, if the PGA, for example, they're going to move to the spring. Maybe they can play a PGA in Florida, which hasn't happened in quite a while. And if you get some openings on the schedule and you have an opportunity for players to set something that's closer to a normal schedule, you go to a place that might be a little bit more known, might be a little even more familiar for a lot of players, that would certainly help.
Rex Hoggard, senior writer with GolfChannel.com, joining us from out at Royal Troon this morning. We'll talk about the Open Championship here in just a sec. But Jordan Spieth this morning said that he wasn't going to play the John Deere. He didn't feel like he should be playing golf at all that week with the Olympics going on. What did you think of that comment?
I was a little surprised. I mean, obviously, his association with the John Deere is very, very close. He got his first tour win there, and he, of course, won there last year before he came over and made a run here at the Open. And Claire Peterson, the tournament director up there, he has a very good relationship with Jordan. I understand where he's coming from. It probably would have been, you know, some people would have seen it as bad form to drop out of the Olympics and then go play the same week. He's also probably looking at it from just an attention point of view. I mean, let's say he went there and got back in contention. you know, I don't think he would want to take anything away from the Olympics. I mean, he just made the decision not to play in them. So I think it was probably the right move at the end of the day.
Royal Troon, a place that is a regular stop for the Open Championship. Talk about the challenges, the course, the type of player that you expect to go out and get the win this week.
You look at the list of champions here, and, you know, you don't want to call them uninspiring because I think Justin Leonard had a great career and he turned into a great player. But imagine at the time, I mean, he was a very unknown player out of Texas. He wasn't the longest on tour, and when he won here, and it sort of set him up. I think he won the Players the very next year and went on to have a great career. Todd Hamilton won here last time it was played, and he kind of came out of nowhere. So it certainly sort of seems to favor the guys you wouldn't expect to win. So, I mean, I'm going to go through a list of guys that I expect to win, and the champion on Sunday probably isn't going to be that guy, the way it plays out. And I think it has a lot to do with the routing. If you look back to last year at the Open Championship, every hole going out seemed like it played downwind, and, you know, you could get some birdies, you could do some scoring, and then you would make the turn and come back, and it was all into the wind, and you had to hold on, where Troon is just different. I mean, it seems like you always have a crosswind. I saw in practice rounds so far this week, guys are having a hard time figuring out exactly which direction the wind's coming from and what the right target is, how much the ball is going to move. It's heavy, wet air. So it's a challenging golf course. But again, you're going to go to the player that can absolutely dismantle a golf course. And, you know, you start with Dustin Johnson. I saw him play a couple holes this morning. And if he continues to hit it like that, I can't imagine how anyone beats him in the spring.
Yeah, certainly a guy that we talk about quite a bit here in Myrtle Beach. And, I mean, he's a guy that has always seemed to have been in contention, but now he's playing with an air of confidence out there, knowing that he can close the door on these tournaments. How scary is that for the rest of the PGA Tour and professional golf?
Probably very scary. I did a story with Jordan Spieth last week getting ready for this week, and I had him look back the last year. Of course, you remember he was going for the third leg of the single-season Grand Slam and how much history was on the line. And the very first thing he went to is, I was paired with Dustin for the first two rounds at St. Andrews and couldn't imagine how anybody could beat him. And that gives you an idea how well Dustin was playing. He sort of stumbled in that third round. And you're right, he's put himself into contention here at the Open a couple of times, Royal St. George's last year. Biggest difference, I was just talking with swing coach Claude Harmon out on the range. He just has a calmness about him now. I mean, once you get one, like he did at the U.S. Open, it makes it a lot easier the next time you're in contention, because, or next time you go into a major, because you're not answering those questions. You're not being asked 1,000 times when you think you're finally going to get that major. He has done it, and he's proven he has the skill to win multiple majors. So you would have to think he would love a golf course like this and an opportunity like this.
Rex, you talked about the crosswinds and everything. What's the weather forecast looking like for the week?
Normal sky this summer. So by that, it's going to be in the low 60s. I think on Friday there's a 90% chance of rain, and it's going to blow. So, yeah, exactly what you'd expect in the summertime.
And they'll be eating ice cream out there, won't they? It'll be fantastic for the
and
locals.
Stunning themselves on the beach. Yeah, that's just right. Like they do every year. Absolutely.
Well, Rex, enjoy the time. Appreciate a few minutes this morning. We'll catch up soon, okay?
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, Rex Hoggard, GolfChannel.com senior writer, carving out a few minutes for us. Very busy day for all the writers because today's the day where everybody's doing their press conferences. There's some practice rounds going on. It's their chance to get all these articles done, and we actually threw that together. Between last night, I was getting emails from the gentleman at the Golf Channel that helps me with that. It was 2:45 local time there, and he was sending me emails and said, I'll have to get back to you in the morning, and we confirmed that at about 6 a.m. this morning here on the East Coast. So appreciate Rex giving us a few minutes, talking a little bit about the Olympics, talking about the field, how surprising and disappointing this whole project has been. But at the same time, he, like I and a lot of people, understand. We get it. You know, it's not just the Zika virus. There's so many other reasons to maybe not want to go. And it's not just golf. Now, basketball is another one where the schedule's been so crazy, but also you think about some of the safety concerns and you think about some of the issues that are going on down there. That's not helping. Guys that are already extremely busy playing already crazy schedules that all of a sudden aren't being paid to go do what they do every day down there. You know, you throw all that into it. Yeah, they're not going to be that interested. They're not going to be that interested. But notice the swimmers, the gymnasts, the track and field athletes who don't get paid in their sports, but when they're successful in their sports, are able to then endorse products. They need to go win gold medals. None of them are bowing out. because of the situation down there. You know, so you can see where the importance lies. Here's a quote from Rory McIlroy. This is a dagger, but this is so true. On Twitter, just read this courtesy of Jason Sobel, because this is going on right now. We had Rex Hoggard on with us. Quote, I'll watch the Olympics, but probably not golf. I'll watch track and field, swimming, diving, you know, ones that matter. That's what Rory McIlroy just said. Oh, man. Rory, tell us how you really feel. What do you think, Pat?
I don't even know what
spitting
to think about
fire at golf in the Olympics.
Seriously. And the only thing I want to add to that, Aaron, is it's very different for all these other athletes and other sports because this is the main event.
The Olympics is
the main event
this
for them.
Is it.
You know, they don't get their, you know, national championships usually televised or the world championships. It's the Olympics that gets televised and what they get known for. That's very different from golf where, you know, we know all these players from their PGA Tour events and also the majors as well. So it's very different in that aspect, but I see what you're saying. This is something that's, you know, you got to take pride in this. And with the golfers bowing out, it seems like there's less and less pride with everyone that continues to say they're not going.
Michael Phelps does very well for himself financially. He doesn't make a dollar to swim in a pool. He's never been paid to swim in a pool. He might have been paid to appear at an event, but he's paid to, when he wins in the pool, to be on the Wheaties box. You know, that's where he earns his money. You know, Usain Bolt does not get paid to run around a track, but he gets paid to promote a variety of products in his home country and here in the United States, and appearance fees and, you know, speaking engagements and opportunities that these guys get that are created by the Olympics. And that's where, you know, in basketball and golf. Basketball is still had been moderately interesting. That's kind of the difference between the two, the case study, Pat, because remember when they started to allow, what was it, 92, the Dream Team? That was, they had gotten away from amateurs. They said, all right, we're not going to have amateurs anymore. If you're a professional player, you're now allowed to play in the Olympics. And Team USA went full bore on it. They went, really? And they created the greatest team ever assembled. Everybody wanted to be a part of that team. Golf, it hasn't really gone that route. You know, it's gone a completely different direction. I get that there are some reasons behind it, but it still is pretty disappointing. All right, we appreciate Rex giving us a few minutes. Check him out on Twitter, at Rex Hoggard, GC, I believe is the Twitter handle. He'll be live tweeting some updates all week long. All right, final timeout for you. We'll put a bow on it all after the break with What to Watch and the Final Word coming up next.